In our next game, we're taking famous writers to the beach. As Jane Austen said, it's a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of catching a gnarly wave. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Michelle Barris, you work for a financial company and you've been collecting rocks and geodes for most of your life.
I have this for about 25 years.
25 years. Okay, what's your first one? Like quartz, those, you know?
I have a bunch of rose quartz.
Really?
And then I have a mother of pearl obelisk.
That's beautiful.
Yes, and they're all displayed in my apartment with my husband.
How many do you have in total?
He thinks I have 10, but we have 25 around the apartment.
Excellent. Excellent. Michelle, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Matt Spiegel. You're visiting us from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yes, I am.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you.
Where you work for the State Library.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
very NPR.
So, very NPR. What's the most, one of the most exciting moments about working in the library for you?
Oh my gosh, there are tons of them. We have a great rare books collection.
Yeah.
The State Library was started by Ben Franklin, so thinking about that is kind of a cool notion.
Are rare books still coming through that people donate?
Gosh.
Or yeah?
Yeah, we get things from Lewis and Clark. We get all sorts of really cool stuff, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so Matt, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Remember, Michelle and Matt, whoever has more points after two games will go to our final round. Okay, so in honor of summer, this word game is called Beach Reads. You're going to mash up beach things and famous writers.
For example, if I said Jay Gatsby and Daisy Buchanan are so pale they'd better pick a sunscreen with a high sun protection factor, you would answer SPF Scott Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The beach thing will always come first in the mashup. Here we go. According to the tongue twister, she sells seashells by this place. She stole them from an animal farm in 1984. Matt.
I want to say it has something to do with Mary Shelley.
With Mary Shelley? Okay.
But I can't quite get there.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Michelle, do you want to steal this?
I don't think I fully can steal,
okay.
But I can half steal.
Sure.
And maybe that rounds up. But Shore, so Shore, sells by the shore. And Animal Farm author?
Oh.
Yeah, you want to go any further there?
No.
Okay, Matt, do you want to just say it, even though we can't give you the...
She sells seashells by the seashore. Well...
Yeah, that's what we were going for. That's right. That's right. Okay. I love this tequila cocktail with salt on the rim. So happy it's garnished with the newest Atlantic piece by the writer of Between the World and Me, and We Were 8 Years in Power. Michelle.
Marguerite Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Yes!
Thank you.
This famous neurologist wrote the books Awakenings and The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat. He should have written a book about himself called The Man Who Fell in Love with an Inflatable Plastic Sphere. Michelle.
I think it's Oliver Sacks.
Uh-huh.
Bolivar Sacks? Beach Bolivar Sacks?
Yes, we'll take that. Beach Bolivar Sacks. Well done.
This sticky, soft candy is made fast and loose. Sold on boardwalks everywhere, it comes in many flavors, like watermelon, mint banana, Ethan Frome, and the Age of Innocence. Michelle.
So it's taffy and Edith Wharton?
Yeah, well, put them together.
Edith Wharton?
Yes, Taffy is warm. There you go. Okay, this is your last clue. If you are going to conduct an interview with the vampire, don't make him meet you at the beach. He burns easily, and bronze skin would ruin his look anyway. Michelle.
Tan rice.
Yeah, suntan rice. Good enough. Tan rice. Well done. Okay, hard game. Michelle is in the lead. Ask Me Another is coming to Seattle for a live taping at the Moore Theater on June 20th, and our special guest is comedian and host of Nailed It, Nicole Byer. So if you're around the Seattle area or in Seattle, join us for NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Tossed Salads, and Scrambled Eggs. Info at amatickets.org. Coming up, comedian Katherine Cohen will join us. GQ called her one of seven people reshaping comedy. Now it's going to be a rhombus. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.